The whole room is literally, I zend everything, right? Yeah. I literally zend everything so I make sure all the energy moves in one way. I don't know, some like Chinese like tradition. You know what I mean? Like Zen or Feng Shui.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of Feng Shui.
Remember in Sweet Life on Deck? Or no, Sweet Life with Zach and Cody.
Yeah.
London's like, nah, we got to put everything like this. So yeah. It's Feng Shui.
Yeah.
And then they got like hella rich.
Oh.
I forgot. And then they fucked up the Feng Shui and then they had like bad luck after.
Oh, it was a bad luck episode.
Yeah.
Was it that?
Yeah,
I think so. And then the vase broke, I think.
Oh, yeah. Some shit like that. Yo, you know what the scariest thing was? You know the ghost episode?
It was this one room in the hotel that was just haunted, right?
Yeah.
And then, Esteban was at the table and doing the shit.
Yeah. They did like a Conjuring and shit. Man, that shit was so scary for its time.
Like when you watched it?
Yeah.
Nah, you weren't scared? It wasn't that scary.
Bro, that shit scared you, bro.
I just laughed the entire time.
Word?
Yeah.
Nah, that shit was scary because remember they showed the ghost at the end?
Nah, who's the ghost?
There's like a lady that walked through the fucking door.
Oh, through the door. Yeah.
And this is the OG Sweet Life, right?
Yeah.
And then I think Sweet Life on Deck. They had one episode where Zach was getting like a haunting in his room.
Nah,
remember that?
I forgot. Nah? I only remember like parts of the episode.
Word. And then,
I'll watch it in a minute.
And then he went to sleep and then he woke up. All of the furniture in his room is like boarded up on his door.
I feel like I remember it.
That shit scared me, bro.
Yeah.
You ever had like a ghost experience like that?
Ghost experience? Nah.
Nah?
Oh, my sister.
No way. Your sister?
No. Listen.
Yeah.
So I'm playing 8-ball or some shit with Brandon
on
Skype.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like 2 in the morning. And then all I hear through my headphones, like a scream.
Of your sister?
Of my sister.
Shit.
And I was like, what? And then I looked, I opened the door and I closed it and went back.
Yeah.
And then I'm playing on my bed, right? And this is around the time, like, I'm kind of scared to play games at night.
Yeah.
Because,
you know?
Like, my parents would come in, like, if I'm too loud,
mm-hmm.
page me, right? So I'm playing for another, like, good 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then all I hear is my door open. And then, you know, the ones when you close your last one, you go,
yeah.
Fake your sleep.
Yeah.
I did that. But then I looked at the door and it was just my sister and she was just standing there.
Just standing there?
Just standing there.
What'd she say?
Nothing. She just stood there for, like, a good minute. And then she closed the door and went back.
So she screamed and then she like
went. Yeah, like 30 minutes later came
to my room. Why didn't you be like, what's going on?
Nah, because I thought she was sleepwalking.
Oh, she sleepwalks?
Yeah, like not like sleepwalks, but like she wakes up sometimes and just like starts crying.
Nah, that's scary.
When she was younger, she used to cry all the time. Like in her sleep.
Like in her sleep?
Yeah, it's like something's like demonizing her.
Damn.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Bro, I used to be so scared. That's why now I have a lock on my room.
So what happened like the first time she did that then?
That was the first time?
Oh, shit.
That like she came to my room. But like leading up to that, she'd sometimes like cry. And then my mom would have to be like, yo, chill.
Word.
Yeah.
Damn.
Man, it was scary, man.
You don't have like stories in Sri Lanka, fam?
Nah, not really.
Mm.
Have you been to the Philippines?
Nah, I still haven't been, bro.
You plan on going?
I want to go as soon as I can, just so I can enjoy it, you know? Because I feel like when I'm older, I can't do the same stuff that I can now.
Yeah.
Like party and shit, you know?
Yeah.
So
going with your family alive?
Yeah. Low-key, I want to go like right now with friends type thing.
Yeah.
Even with family too, because I still haven't been at all.
Where's your family like in the Philippines, like Manila? Or like
only Manila and some in the provinces like Dumaguete and like Negros, all of those areas.
Yeah, I went to Sri Lanka. It's like 2007. That's how I got the scar.
Oh yeah, tell that story, fam.
Oh my god. So I'm just
so like, wait, you fell right or some shit?
I fell. So basically,
I got like, the Harry Potter scar.
I was playing tag with the kids in like the apartment. It's like a big apartment, right?
Yeah.
So I'm playing tag with them in their little Tamil voices and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I'm like running. On the bottom floor, I tripped over this curb and smashed my head against the cement. And I'm pretty sure I was unconscious for like 5 minutes.
Damn, then, you got K'd?
Yeah, I got K'd. I remember getting K'd. And then I remember I woke up like this and then people are just around me.
Shit.
And then like, I think one of the kids went to go call my mom because she was upstairs. Like, three floors up. And then my mom came, like picked me up. And then I just remember sitting down and then like the door's over there.
Yeah.
All the kids are like worried and stuff. I was like, that's the first time I felt
you
loved.
Felt nice.
I felt nice. Oh my God. And then I had to get stitches and everything. There's like pictures. I have pictures of like me with this big ass bandaid.
How old were you when this happened?
I was like 6, 7. Damn. 6, 7. Yeah. And then I came home. And my dad's like, yo, you had one job. Stay healthy and like... You had one job. You came back with a whole ass scar.
Yo, growing up like down there must have been nice though.
Yeah.
Because
it's like less to worry about.
Yeah, when you're a kid, you don't have to worry about freaking like rapists and shit.
Yeah.
Or like child molesters you have out here. Like down there, all the kids are outside playing, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like they were playing cricket and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Fun, man. It was actually fun
while
I was there.
It's kind of rare to see that here.
Nowadays.
Because everyone's either just, especially now.
Yeah.
But kids, even they just play video games, fam. They don't really go outside like let's go play war or let's play like pretend soldiers or
when
shit.
When you see like all the bikes in front of a man's crib.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, man.
You don't see that a lot anymore, bro.
It's just man's playing Fortnite now.
Yeah, everyone's playing Fortnite.
Yeah.
And eventually it's just gonna be on the VR headsets. Yeah. Like, everyone's gonna be chilling.
But like I guess that's a new experience for them. But like if I have kids, like I'd push them to go outside.
Yeah,
me too. I want to put them in sports and stuff.
You know what though? When I was little, my parents didn't let me out that much though.
Really?
Surprisingly, yeah.
Why?
Just cause it was always like, there's strangers that might kidnap you and shit.
Yeah,
you know?
I wasn't allowed to play like games like COD and shit.
Wait, what?
When I was younger, yeah.
Why?
Oh man, no, cause like you know they're from a war torn country, right?
Oh,
and
true.
And they got guns and stuff, so they're trying to give me a new life,
true,
right?
True. Yeah, yeah.
Now I understand why they didn't, but like then I was like, oh my god, because one time I went to the library and I rented out BO1 and then I came back with it and I started playing it on the PS3.
Black Ops.
And then my sister came downstairs and looked at the TV and then she's like, mom hazed me, man. That was cheese. My mom comes downstairs.
She snitched. She's a DW.
Yes. Oh my god. And then I was an Arthur. And then, oh man. And then my mom comes downstairs, looks at the TV, looks at me.
Yeah.
Good one still. You're returning right now. And she drove me and I had to return it. Because I had like soccer practice.
That's
some
crazy.
Shit. Yeah, man. I was so mad. But then now it's like chill because like I'm older and stuff. But
yo, see, like that's crazy you say that because my parents were so different.
Yeah.
My parents, they didn't give a shit what I played or what like I watched. They put on like Kill Bill when I was like only seven.
Only seven.
Or like 6 years old.
What's Kill Bill again?
The Quentin Tarantino movie.
Oh, yeah.
The samurai.
Yeah.
Right there. Yeah, and there's like hella blood, hella violence, right? I was even playing fucking like Call of Duty straight out the gate. One of my first games was like Call of Duty 2.
Oh,
like the World War II one.
Yeah, that's the one I like. I went to my cousin's and I played that. Like that's like only time I could play like those games.
Yeah, and then
cousin's house.
And COD 4.
Oh, COD 4. I remember COD
4. COD 4 was crazy.
Because I'd only watch like walkthroughs and stuff.
Yeah,
I couldn't play it.
Yeah,
so true. I had to go on YouTube and watch.
Damn, bro, I feel for you, man.
Yeah, I missed out on a big part of my like. Again, like I didn't get the experience like. Me getting roasted.
No, but when you're in Sri Lanka, you can play that shit in real life, bro.
Exactly. Carry an AK. Carry an AK while you're on the road.
Because my dad would tell me stories. They would have fights with slingshots and shit.
What?
Yeah, they would they would be like strapped up with slingshots, like running around the street.
Bro, the game my dad said he played in Sri Lanka, like there's one. He said that mans would get on a ladder and go against the wall, and just balance off it when they're like. Up high.
Whoa, what the fuck?
See if you can balance. I was like, what?
Why?
Yes, bro. I don't know. This is them, bro. Like, I was like, okay. The heck? Because like he was saying that story to me when I was helping him with the roof.
Yeah.
And then I was holding it. And he's like,
and he's like, yo, watch this.
I was like, yo, chill out. Because like, fam, I'm a young kid. Yo, oh my God. When I was like 4 years old, I remember like 2 minutes my parents would be late. I'll be like, they die.
Oh, like, yo, so I know worried. Those ones, bro.
I'd be so worried, bro, because, like, that's the only people I, like, really, like, know, like, that.
Nah, I know those ones. Oh, like, man. When your parents are like, okay, wait in the car.
Yeah.
And then they leave, and then you're waiting there for a little bit too long.
And like, yo, oh, man.
Wait a minute. Did something go wrong?
And you get out, and you're just, the car starts honking when you get out because it's locked.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Yo, man. I hate that. That shit's so embarrassing.
And then your heart starts racing.
Yeah, because you don't know what to do. You're like, I gotta find them because they go
loud ass noise. Oh my gosh, what else is there, man? Growing up as a kid,
you ever broke anything in your life?
Nah.
Yeah, me either. I never broke anything.
Yeah, I never broke anything. And then I remember the one time I did say I never broke anything. Mm-hmm. The next day, the ankle injury.
Oh, the ankle injury.
Yeah, that's the only thing that's really staggered me. That's it.
Yeah, me too. I think the only injuries I had were from my ankle. Oh no, my wrist. I sprained my wrist so many times from boxing.
Boxing.
Like, it's literally. I think it's permanently like it's weak.
Yeah, it's like cartilage. It's like some like with my ankle especially. It's like cartilage.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it messes up your whole thing.
Like if anything's gonna get injured, it's gonna be this wrist. Like so I wrap it like extra whenever.
Is that
I
your
box.
Lead hand?
No, it's my right hand.
Oh.
So I lead like this.
Oh yeah.
It's the right hand.
When did you start fighting?
I started fighting 2013. I think 2012 I started learning. 2013 I had my first fight.
Damn,
and my first fight, and then 2 months later I did the championship.
Oh,
and then I won that national championship.
So you're undefeated?
Nah, I got defeated. I lost my first fight.
Oh, you lost your first?
Yeah, my
how
first
was
fight.
That? Like how was that on your heart?
Yo, okay. When you go into a fight, you ever been in a street fight?
Nah, fam. That's why I want to be in a street fight so I can see how well I do.
Where you never been in a street fight, huh?
Nah.
Damn.
I've been in like one scrap in elementary.
I consider some elementary, like depends how serious it was. I consider
it
some elementary.
Serious. It was like, man was beefing about a soccer ball.
You throw hands?
Yeah. Not like throw hands. It was like more wrestling. Oh. That's why I'm sick at wrestling on the ground.
Bro, I've been in like, I want to say at least like 5 elementary schoolyard fights.
What?
Like with hands.
Like full blown.
Yeah, like full, like throw hands.
You're cheesed.
Bam. So this is what happened. This happened. I remember this time we were playing football, right?
Yeah.
And we were arguing over some bullshit. And he said some shit to me that pissed me off. And then he pushed me, right?
Yeah.
When you push someone, that's like,
all right.
You don't push just anybody. Like if you push someone, you're gonna get a response. It's either they're gonna be your bitch or like they're gonna retaliate.
Yeah.
Fam, I'm not being no one's bitch.
So, wait, was this kid older than you?
Nah, we're the same age.
Oh, okay.
We're the same age. So he pushed me, right?
Yeah.
And he pushed me and then grabbed me like this, right? He grabbed my shirt.
Yeah, that's.
And then I left hook right to his neck. And it's like, oh. And like he got hurt like just from that.
Yeah.
Like he started crying and shit. Right? Okay, this is what happened. His boys, so two of his like best friends, they came over. This was, I wanna say like grade 5, something like that. Maybe a little bit younger, probably like grade 5. But they came over and then they wanted to scrap me now, right? Because I heard one of his boys.
So you had to fight both of them too.
Bro, this guy came running at me, like charging. Front kick right to his chest, like dead ass. Like I'm not making this shit
Anderson
up.
Anderson Silva type
like,
thing.
Front kick like straight to his chest.
Yeah.
Bow. And then this guy starts crying. And then the other guy didn't want no smoke anymore.
Oh, he just.
And then you know what happened? Yeah. And then you know what happened after?
Yeah.
They both went to the teacher like, oh yo, he like hurt us, blah blah blah, this and that. And I got in trouble, bro.
Oh my gosh.
I got in trouble.
Sometimes you gotta eat those ones still. And then you went to the principal and your parents came?
I think it was it wasn't that serious. I think.
Oh okay.
I think it was like
Funky ain't that serious to them.
No. Cause the teacher that was guarding, you know when the like teacher watches the yard.
Yeah.
She was a really cool teacher.
Yeah.
So I think she's like, all right, you know what? You guys like just figure it out, you know?
Oh, between yourselves type.
Yeah. Like she's like, just talk it out, blah, blah, this and that. She don't want to make a big deal about it. She's one of those cool teachers though.
Yeah.
If you got one of the strict ones, the office. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh, man.
Yeah.
I hated strict teachers.
Yeah, you ever got in trouble like that?
Oh. Man, one time this was like, I was, oh my god, rascal of a kid.
Yeah.
So grade 1, my guy, I'm not gonna name names, but it's my guy, right? It's my best friend right now in grade 1. We're playing mini sticks. Remember mini sticks? You see all the kids play mini sticks.
Yeah.
So we're playing, and then this guy like kind of pushes him, starts beefing with him.
Yeah.
And he takes a stick, and I'm like, yo, I'm riding out.
Word.
I'm riding out.
Yeah.
And then I took the stick back, right?
Yeah.
And I started like kind of pushing him, and then I bit him.
You bit.
I bit him, bro. Bro,
are you biting people, bro?
Bro, I was one of those kids. Oh my god, man, I was a little shit, man. I was a little shit. And then, oh my god, I'd go home for lunch.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, the principal told went home for lunch, right? So when my dad came, basically told him, and then I was like,
oh, damn.
And then he took me home, and then we came back. I came back with my mom, and then he's like, go apologize.
Yeah.
Like, damn, bro, I was trying to ride off my friend, bro. You're not gonna allow this to happen. But I bit him, so yeah. I came out and I apologized. I'm like, sorry, man, I bit you.
This guy bit the kid.
Oh my god. Oh my gosh, man.
See, my parents, when I got in trouble with fighting, they were always cool with it.
Oh, they like understood, kind of like you're standing up for yourself.
Because in their perspective, they told me to, they rather have me be the one beating someone else up than me getting beat up.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
And that's kind of, I see where they're coming from too.
Yeah, you'd rather have that presence around that school, around the school.
Yeah,
you don't take shit.
Yeah, instead of you being the one that's picked on,
you
pick on the other kids. Even though that's still bad.
Yeah.
But I didn't like pick on kids like that.
Yeah, you
know?
I didn't.
I didn't pick on kids like that. But like if someone tested me,
heart's coming out now.
Yeah.
Oh man.
That's how I grew up though, you know? Cause like I think it's really my parents, they brought me up to be like that.
Yeah, like putting like surrounding yourself with that kind of
like the mindset that if someone tests me, like, you know. But at the same time, they also told me to be smart.
Yeah, like don't just fight anyone.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, just fight for a reason at least. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like don't go fucking try and beat up 12 mans by yourself. Like
I mean, that's what you did. 2 mans. Nah. One man to cry.
Nah, cause the other two, they weren't there at the time, so it was just me.
They
right?
seen it.
Yeah,
and they just ran over it. That's funny. That's some movie shit. Some Bruce Lee.
This is that's 100% true story. Like no exaggeration, fam. Like literally no exaggeration.
Wait, was this here in Pickering?
No, this is in Scarborough.
Oh, okay.
It's in Scarborough.
So the origin story.
Yeah.
That's crazy. No, the origin story, the real origin story is Gildan Hoodies.
Oh, Gildan Hoodies.
Toriko Studios.
Yeah.
What was that guy's name that we watched on
Richie Lee?
No.
Oh, the other Asian guy, yeah.
From Toronto.
I forgot.
Oh, man. And then he was reviewing the Gildan Hoodies and we were watching it together in class.
You know who put that whole wave on, though? It was Kanye.
Kanye, yeah. Because, like, the blank pastel type.
Mm-hmm.
I like that earth tone, though. Like, yeah. The earth tones are nice.
Kanye started that whole thing, right?
Whole thing. And then,
yeah. What do you think's the future for Kanye with
Gap?
With Gap.
Tall. I don't know. I don't think it'll hit different.
It's just gonna be like another Yeezy line.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be still.
Cause I don't know.
Yo, you remember the Kanye Drake beef though?
Oh man.
Are they still beefing? They're still beefing, right?
I think it's like Drake took a path where he's like, oh, I'm the bigger man type thing, but he still cheesed at Kanye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, do you know the sicko mode theory?
Nah, you have to tell.
Bam. Okay, this one I found online, and this one of the times like my mind was blown.
Yeah,
because it blew right over my head. Right, you remember Sicko Mode came out
2018,
right?
Yeah.
So Sicko Mode came out 2018. Drake and Kanye were beefing at the time.
At the time, yeah.
Right, he was beefing with Pusha T before that, right?
Yeah.
All right. So you remember the line in Sicko Mode on Drake's verse? Drake goes, "Crept down the block, made a right, cut the lights."
That's
paid the price.
Oh,
checks over stripes.
Yeah.
That's what I like. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So he said that shit. Bro, he said that shit. And then people did like a Google Maps of Drake's mansion, his neighborhood.
Oh, in Calabasas.
In Calabasas. Yeah, yeah. Kanye lives in Drake's neighborhood.
Yeah. They're like a couple doors down.
Yeah. So they put the lyrics beside the picture. Crept down the block. Made a right.
Oh!
And it's Kanye's crib, fam. It's Kanye's crib. So the theory is Drake put that in to say that he f***ed Kim at nighttime. So crept down the block, cut the lights, paid the price.
Maybe this is where In My Feelings comes into play.
Yeah, so, and then remember In My Feelings with Kiki.
Yeah. That's Kim's nickname, no?
Yeah, that's Kim's nickname. Yeah. So Kim and I think Chloe, their nicknames were like Kiki and Coco.
Yeah.
Right? And then Kanye came out with a whole video. He was like, yo, Drake, blah blah.
Oh yeah, the one where he's on like a train station or something.
Yeah, he's like, if I was gonna make a song like that, I would never use a
Rihanna.
Yeah,
is it? Yeah.
Like a name that sounds like Riri, because it could be mixed up with Rihanna.
Yeah.
Same thing with like Kiki and Coco, and his wife. So Kanye's like, you're making people think you f***ed my wife.
Oh yeah,
remember that shit?
Yeah, and then Drake posted him in LA, like he just landed.
Yeah, and then the devil
emoji. I was like, whoa,
bro. So
yo,
so that sicko mode like lyric, it blew over my head the first time. So in a sense, that whole Sicko Mode track, his whole verse could have been a diss track to Kanye.
Kanye on Travis's song.
On Travis's song, bro.
Travis dates Kylie. Kylie is Kim's sister. Basically,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. Big brain move.
Crap from the down goal. The block. Made a right. Bro.
Oh my gosh, man.
Cut the lights.
I paid the price.
Checks over stripes. That's what you like. Yo. Because adding that at the end of it kind of ties it together.
Yeah. The checks over the stripes.
Checks over stripes because Kanye's Adidas, bro.
Oh my gosh. Because Drake was about to sign with Adidas.
Yeah, he was.
It's crazy.
And then Pusha T f***ed that up for them.
Yeah. F***ed the whole shit, man.
And then Drake went back with Nike.
Yeah.
And then that's when the Kanye beef like arose.
Yeah. Who's winning hit for hit? Drake or Kanye?
For hit, Kanye?
Because I asked this before.
It's really close. I'm gonna have to say Drake just because I'm more of a Drake fan.
Yeah, same.
But Kanye, I'm never discredit. Kanye is one of the GOATs.
Kanye put a lot of people on for the game. Not even gonna lie. Now, now he's like, you know, kind of declined.
Yeah. Kanye's in one of my favorite songs of all time.
What's the song?
Erase Me with Kid Cudi and Kanye. That's my favorite song ever.
Again?
I'll play it for you.
Yeah.
It's like, keep on running, keep on running.
Yeah, I might have heard it. I think I heard it.
Can't stay away from it. Yo, so my thing is that like, if I ever direct a movie, if I ever direct a rom-com specifically,
that's
a
song.
I'm going to use that song. Because if you listen to that song, it's like so perfect where it would work in like a chase scene.
Yeah.
Like a shorty's getting away or like the guy's trying to see somebody.
Oh, at the end of the movie?
Yeah, exactly. Like the climax of the scene, right?
Yeah.
Like that song would be so perfect.
Yeah.
And I really want to use that song like if I ever
remember the instrumental. It. It's just, I haven't heard it in a minute.
Yeah, it's old song.
It's called Dropout, right?
Nah.
What's it?
This Kid Cudi's. It's on...
On Cudi's album.
Man on the Moon 2.
Oh!
Yeah, Man on the Moon 2.
Yeah.
That's like one of my favorite Cudi like projects too.
Cudi project. I didn't really get into Cudi. Just one track.
Pursuit of Happiness?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Day and Night, obviously.
Yeah, Day and Night.
That's a classic. But yeah, I haven't really gotten into Cudi like that, but his hums?
You're a big like Drake fan though.
Drake's
like, you've just been Drake fan from time.
From like 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
what's the first Drake song you like ever...
Successful?
Crazy.
Because that's what I like kind of build my life around now.
Mm.
It's like, you know, I just want to be successful.
Yeah.
that, and then obviously like Best I Ever Had, Find Your Love, like those are the first songs on the radio and stuff I just hear, right? Mm-hmm. I remember I went to a Blue Jays game.
Yeah.
I think it was Jose Bautista's walkout song was like Find Your Love.
It was over.
And I was in the stands and my dad just looked at me and he already knew like I was about to sing the whole thing. Oh man. Drake, yeah man.
Hope too many people here right now. They didn't know last year. Damn, I'm telling you, Drake's actually the GOAT, bro.
He is one of the GOATs still. People discredit him a lot, which is kind of sad, but hey man,
I think they discredit him because it's so much people know about him.
Yeah,
so in a sense he is, his kind of, you could say he's overhyped, but
yeah,
but he's meant to be like that. I mean, he is the GOAT.
It's like that whole Meek Mill situation, the ghostwriting thing kind of hurt him.
Yeah,
but like people have to realize like Kanye has ghostwriters. One of them was Drake.
Yeah.
Jay-Z has ghostwriters. He's considered one of the GOATs. Had Kanye write for him, had Drake write for him even.
Like, all right.
Those are the ones I was looking at theories.
This is a theory about Drake. So Drake had a song with Michael Jackson, right?
Yeah, Don't Matter to Me.
Don't Matter to Me, right?
Yeah.
On Scorpion.
Yeah.
When was the last time we ever heard of Michael Jackson? Before that? Never.
Never.
Never. Last time was like on his track.
Yeah.
His own track, right?
Yeah.
So my theory is Drake bought all of the unreleased Michael Jackson and he's using the melodies for his own tracks.
Oh. That's your theory?
Listen. When was the last time we heard Michael Jackson? On Scorpion.
Yeah.
With Drake, right?
Yeah.
Bro, if you think about it, Drake is known taking inspiration from flows, right? Yeah. What's stopping Drake from buying the unreleased Michael Jackson and using those flows for his own tracks?
Nothing. Because the man has all the money in the world.
He has all the money in the world, right? And for Drake to stay so relevant throughout all these years with classic tracks that stand the width of time.
Yeah.
Who makes like classic music like that stands the width of time? Michael Jackson. You listen to any Michael Jackson song right now, it still hits today. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Same with Drake's music, bro. So my theory is Drake bought all the unreleased Michael Jackson.
Everything.
And he has that in his bank. Like he has that at his disposal.
Like with MJ Versus? Or like
just MJ Versus or either just unreleased. Just
the melodies and stuff for that.
Unreleased, like literally his bank of unreleased shit. Because look, if someone else had it, we'd have heard it by now. You know what I mean? We would have heard it by now.
But no one else has it.
Nobody else has it.
Drake has one of them, which is...
If Michael Jackson's family still had it, we would have heard something by now.
I swear, I think it was like someone related to MJ was cheesed that Drake...
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe it goes deeper and then...
I have extended theory to this, okay?
Okay.
A Boogie, he dropped the track, Look Back at It.
Oh, yeah.
He used Michael Jackson's flow, remember?
Yeah.
Right?
What was the song again?
Through my life.
Yeah.
So that flow was Michael Jackson, like literally Michael Jackson flow. He even credited.
Yeah.
No. So I dug deep, right?
Man said dug deep in the Reddits, the subreddits and stuff.
I looked at the credits, right? Why is OVO sound on the credits of that song? Why?
What?
Why?
On Look Back at It?
On Look Back at It. Why is OVO credited on it?
What? No way.
I think it's under Boy Wonder. OVO.
Hold on. Song credits.
One of the names is Boy Wonder.
Michael Jackson, yeah.
One of it is Boy Wonder, his real name.
Yeah,
bro.
His real name. Yeah. I see it.
Bro, tell me why. Why is he credited on that shit?
Atlantic Records is part of Drake.
Now listen. Now I have an extended theory to this, right?
Yeah.
We know Drake and Weeknd beefed.
Sadly, yeah.
Yeah. but before that, they were tight. I mean, they were tight.
They were friends. Best friends, yeah.
It was OVO XO. Yeah. They were tight. Now, the Weeknd's music, what does it sound like?
Michael Jackson.
Fam, the Weeknd's music sounds like Michael Jackson.
He's the next MJ, in my opinion. He's basically MJ.
If you take any of the Weeknd songs and you just use Michael Jackson's voice, it sounds like a Michael Jackson track.
Yeah, just replace the instrumental with
Michael Jackson's voice. It's gonna sound the same, fam. Now bag this, okay? My theory is that the reason the Weeknd and Drake started beefing is because the Weeknd has half of the rights to these unreleased Michael Jackson.
Yo, it's not because of Bella Hadid.
Yeah, it's not.
It's because of the music.
Because this started from way back. OVO XO, remember?
Last song was what? Crew Love 2012.
Yeah. And then after that happened, then we heard Michael Jackson on Scorpion.
Yeah.
It's around that same time.
Wait, dude.
That's what I'm saying, bro. So look. And then in my opinion, what's stopping him from... Okay, look. Let's say a management team has the rights to f***ing Michael Jackson's music.
Yeah.
They gave some of it to The Weeknd, some of it to Drake, right?
Yeah.
Now, what's stopping Drake from just keeping Michael Jackson? What's stopping him from getting the Prince? What's stopping him from getting the Whitney Houstons? What's stopping him from getting all of these dead artists' unreleased music?
Oh, man. Because, like, there's no real, like, want for it anymore.
Exactly. We're not going to hear this shit no more. If he
We're gonna hear it through them.
We're gonna hear it through them. And fam, when you have that much money and you're trying to rise to the top, to be at the top, you have to do these things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this is how you stay at the top.
Damn. Now, what if, because like, it kind of makes sense. Because in 2016, Weeknd released his album.
Yeah.
And then Drake and them were friends.
Yeah.
Right? And then what if Drake kind of used The Weeknd to get like a track like Don't Matter to Me on Scorpion 2 years
even
later?
Or even some of like, who knows? Some of the Drake tracks could be Michael Jackson's melodies already.
Like Time Flies.
Yeah.
And then he's just recreating the lyrics.
Exactly, bro. That's what I'm saying. Just recreating the lyrics using the same melody.
Yo.
What? Because fam, like.
That's crazy.
Where did all the songs go?
Where did it actually go?
Where did the music go, fam?
Like, what's the point of holding down?
Exactly. On it? What's the point of holding it?
Like, MJ fans are about to die.
Exactly. Right?
So, oh
man. If the family still had it, we would have heard from it.
Oh my god.
Oh, also, there's another like little thing about it. Remember on War?
Yeah.
The boy that sang on Thriller. You know that's been my.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Fam, what if, because in my opinion, right, this is like from my view, yeah. What if that was an inside joke for his boys? Like, oh, yo, I got these Michael Jackson tracks.
Oh, my God.
That sang on Thriller. You know that's been.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yo. Yo, chill out. Oh, man. Holy shit. Yo, you ever heard about the Mr. Krabs theory?
No, what's that?
Oh my gosh. So basically, you know how Mr. Krabs is the only crab in the ocean?
Yeah, in SpongeBob?
Yeah. That killed off every crab to make Krabby Patties.
Wait, why? How? How do you know that?
Because, listen, bro, it kind of makes sense. Because remember that-
Like, oh, for the Krabby Patty formula?
Yeah, the Krabby Patty formula.
Okay.
Okay, so basically, he's a cannibal.
Yeah.
That's what's been established. So basically, you know that episode when Mr. Krabs and Plankton, they were like best friends?
Yeah, right? Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And they worked together and stuff. Mm-hmm. But then it all led to that one, like them finding out that recipe. Right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They were fighting over it.
Yeah.
And then you know how they that one scene when they're like ripping the formula together.
Yeah.
Mr. Krabs basically ripped off the part where it says that crab meat is the secret formula.
Oh shit! Right? Yeah.
And that's why Plankton's business, mm-hmm. the Chum Bucket, isn't doing so well because he doesn't have the crab meat. And that's why Mr. Krabs was scared.
Yeah.
When the food inspector came.
Oh.
Yeah. When the food inspector came, because think about it.
Oh. That's crazy. Yeah, that's so true.
He killed his own wife. Think about it.
Yo,
I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you, it all makes sense. It all makes sense. Because Pearl's adopted. Has to be adopted.
Yo, that's crazy.
Yo, I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you.
So wait. So, remember that episode where Mr. Krabs had like a bunch of crabs that, a bunch of his like family came? Or no, was it Plankton's family?
No, it's...
Was it Mr. Krabs' family?
No, I don't think it was.
It was Plankton's family.
It had to be Plankton's because I didn't see.
Oh, yeah, it was Plankton's family. It was Plankton's family. Yeah. And then he pretended it was made out of Plankton, but it wasn't.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It was like a joke, like a nudge kind of.
Yeah.
But he doesn't. Plankton didn't know that, mm-hmm. that it was him because he's the only crab left.
Yo, you know what, though? It's literally called Krabby Patty.
Exactly. Exactly. And SpongeBob's a victim to the crime.
Damn, bro.
He doesn't know he's cooking Mr. Krabs. That's why he's so selfish and greedy.
Yeah.
Entire
show. And you know the Chum Bucket?
Yeah.
You know what Chum is?
Nah.
Chum is pretty much just like fish that they, like the leftover parts of fish they use to fish.
Yeah.
You know when you go fishing? So pretty much you chum the water to make fish come.
Pause.
but you just take like fish that you don't use.
Yeah.
You like rip it up. It's leftover fish. So pretty much the Chum Bucket, it's fish.
Oh, so maybe that's his Plankton's way of like kind of making up for that crab meat.
Yeah.
The lack of crab.
Yeah.
Oh. Fam, I'm telling you, bro, that makes sense. It makes sense. And I read on Reddit, on a subreddit, it was like,
yeah,
this guy making one of the SpongeBob games for like the DS or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about, oh, like, don't mention any like formulas or anything like that.
Word.
Like, oh, like it's made out of crab meat. Like those like kind of slight
things. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what I saw, and it got upvoted bare. So I looked at it like, damn. Fam, it makes sense. It makes sense.
Yo, it does make sense though. Cause there's no other crabs.
Exactly. He's the only crab. He killed his wife. There's no Mrs. Krabs.
Damn.
There's no Mrs. Krabs. So it makes sense. It makes sense.
Yo, dude, do you know that theory, the skin theory of SpongeBob?
Nah.
So, okay. This one's crazy.
Okay.
All right, get ready for this one, man. You know how in SpongeBob, there's always an episode or there's always a moment where someone peels back their skin and there's somebody else?
Yeah.
So look. Remember that episode of, was it the chocolate salesman? And then he peeled his skin as like, oh, I'm actually somebody.
Oh, yeah.
It's this guy again, remember?
Yeah.
Or remember that one episode where Patrick was actually like a gorilla?
Nah.
So he's like, Patrick, isn't that you, Patrick? And then Patrick's like, no, I'm in the gorilla costume, right? And then there's another Patrick, and he unzips, and it's actual gorilla. You don't remember that scene? What?
No. I forgot about it.
I'll pull it up for you.
Yeah, I forgot about it. Still, damn.
Look at this. This one.
Oh yeah.
So remember, there's two Patricks. Yeah. This was Patrick actually dressed as a gorilla, and then this was Patrick, but an actual gorilla. So there's an ongoing theme of unzipping and someone else.
The whole episode.
No, like throughout the whole show.
Damn.
Like you see that a lot.
Yeah.
Like you even see.
Now I'm starting to remember.
You even see sometimes. You remember that one scene where SpongeBob shows light or some shit, and then all of his skin burns.
Yeah.
So there's an ongoing theme of
right?
Like ongoing theme of skin peeling back and shit. And remember in that same episode with the gorillas, he's like, there was a horse, remember the horse one?
He's
like, Franklin, they're onto us or some shit, remember? Franklin, they're onto us. What do you mean they're onto us? Wait, who were those people?
Fam, what if, damn.
Bro, taking we just let that episode slide by.
Because we were kids.
Yeah.
We didn't understand that.
But we just accepted it. So the theory is that this skin theory is kind of, what do you call it? It's like desensitizing us to the fact of skin peeling back and becoming somebody else.
Yeah. No, there was one. It was like at the end of SpongeBob, the movie.
Yeah.
It was like, you know how SpongeBob and Patrick were like dried out
because
they
were
above water?
Mm-hmm.
And then they their tears came together.
Yeah.
Connected and they went back.
Yeah.
And then ever since then, it's like SpongeBob in general, the show. After that, it was different.
They were what do you mean? What do you mean?
They were more childish and stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah.
So it's like them saying that the OG, the original SpongeBob SquarePants
died.
And Patrick, that whole universe kind of died.
Yeah.
Well, Kim and Patrick died.
Yeah.
But then they get recreated into another a part. It's like SpongeBob.
Damn.
Yeah. So that's why
that's kind of sad,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, that's kind of sad. That's why they're more childish and stuff.
That's true, because it was a different voice actor too.
Different voice actor, different everything for them.
Damn, that's crazy,
fam. Oh man, it gets sad, man. I miss shows like SpongeBob.
Yeah, there's no more cartoons like that. Yeah, anymore,
there's no shows like that anymore.
Yeah,
no movies
more
like that too either.
Is there even cartoons coming out? Oh, like Rick and Morty, but Rick and Morty's for adults.
That's for adults. Like for kids, they have to watch mediocre ass shows.
That's
now.
Facts.
Yeah, there's nothing that hits like that no more.
Nothing
bro.
That hits like that.
Cause bro, SpongeBob, that'd be a family show. Like families would watch it too, the parents and stuff. But now there's no more shows like that. It's all on Netflix and stuff like that.
Damn, that's true, bro.
Yeah, that's what's kind of sad. Like Netflix taking over.
But I think it's That's why. I copped a VHS TV so I can play all of those old shit, you know?
Yeah. I have Bear too, Bear VHS tapes.
Your VHSs, right?
Yeah, Barney and stuff like that.
Yeah. Because a lot of that shit's not on Netflix, you know? And it's a different feeling.
Yeah.
When you play something on a LCD screen compared to an old box TV.
Kind of takes you back.
Yeah, it takes you back so much, man.
Oh man, the big box TVs. Mm-hmm. Oh man, I used to have that on a ground play PS2.
Yeah, it's a different feeling, bro. It's actually a different feeling.
Oh man. That I miss that.
Yeah.
I miss that going out on the bikes and stuff.
Facts.
Yo, kids these days, man, take your time.
I think every generation though goes through that thing where it's old kids these days.
Yeah.
Cause look at us. You know what I mean? We were the kids these days, you know? You know?
Oh man. Now we're gonna be our parents.
Yeah, cause when we see fucking kids playing VR all day, we're gonna be like, look at kids these days.
Yeah, bro, you didn't know.
Take off the thing, bro. Yeah, exactly. There's a whole world out there.
Yeah.
But nah,
But then that's their norm.
That's gonna be their norm.
And then that's just gonna reoccur over and over the generations. But it's sad, man. People need to what side is that? Driving. I wanna teach my kid how to drive.
Word. I think driving low-key might go extinct.
Yeah, sadly.
Realistically, in a completely futuristic world where they're so advanced, they have everything to the T, everything's automatic.
Yeah.
Transportation is gonna be so automatic.
Tesla. That's one example coming up.
Remember Elon Musk, he wants to do that thing where every single car is self-driving and every single, so it eliminates traffic, it eliminates
just
driving
in,
times.
Yeah, all in succession.
Yeah, it's they're all communicating with each other so that they move this. Unison. They move unison. So there's no traffic.
It's like Bluetooth connection to every car.
Yeah.
That'd be dope. Because they're getting rid of making gas cars.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Fuel-fired cars by 2030 or something.
Yeah, in 2030?
Yeah. So that's
about time though. About time still.
But the making of it. They're still gonna have them on roads.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kinda sad though.
I know.
It's that feel going to the gas station, pumping up.
Bro.
It's nice.
One thing I'm kinda weary about for the new generation is talking to girls, fam.
Oh, that's already died down now. That's already died down now.
Like, mans don't even know how to talk to girls no more.
It's like, bro, like, back then, it'd be like, oh, through, like...
They forgot how to communicate.
Yeah, it's communication. Like, with anyone, not just girls, but, like...
Yeah, just
like
communication in general. Yeah.
It's like so relied upon on our phones and stuff.
Yeah, because everyone's like this. They're paying attention. Face to face. Yeah, there's no more face-to-face interaction.
It's kind of sad, man. That's why you got to, you know, talk.
Because...
It's better.
Because there's so much ways for us to, like, keep occupied, right?
Yeah.
And if we weren't occupied, we'd be doing other things to occupy us. So if there were no video games, if there were no TV, if there were no, like, streaming services and shit, right?
Just go out and
we would be going out and finding something to occupy us.
Exactly. That's where the creativity comes
in.
That's why kids these days, they'll lack the creativity that they need.
I think, creativity is different because the kids might have, like, crazier outlets.
Yeah.
Whether it be, like, a virtual world or whether it be, like... Because look at us. We could be more creative with Photoshop, video editing, this and that.
And then they're more creative with, like, VR.
Yeah, they could be more creative with, like, 3D imaging, you know, CGI, this and that, right?
Yeah. But, like, communication, man.
Communication is a big one. Still. Yeah.
All started, especially with girls and, like, guys, too.
Facts.
Like,
you know, our generation, the year 2000, we're literally, like...
The last.
No, we're literally the bridge of the old and new.
Oh, that's what you mean.
If you take it in, we're literally... The bridge of the old and new.
Yeah, it's like we're the perfect middle.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Because we appreciate the old a lot.
But also
we take part of the new.
Yeah, it's true still. Mans used to like message on like MSN and stuff.
Yeah, MSN.
MSN. That's the only way you could like on the computer. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing.
Because we grew up with the internet.
Yeah.
We grew up with the internet. We grew up with like all of that shit coming out and coming out like at a better pace. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But then like, damn. But then you go to school and it's just like, talk face to face. You don't have your phone or anything. Yeah.
Okay. What do you think? What do you think about the newer generation? Do you think they're gonna appreciate old shit?
I don't know.
Do you think there's always a point where you always appreciate old shit?
Yeah, there has to be.
But I'm only looking at it from my perspective because I love old shit too. You know.
Yeah. Same.
But I can't say that about like let's say my niece that's like super young.
Yeah. Like she won't understand. Cause like
my little cousin that's super young.
Right? We're gonna appreciate this right like in 30 years.
Yeah.
Right. But then they're gonna already have an advanced version of this, so they'd appreciate this more. So the lost art for this is gone. If that makes sense.
No, but even in the sense that would they wanna take part in old media? Because look. Remember like super old movies, like the black and white shit.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't watch that. You know me?
Yeah, I don't watch that shit. I don't mess with that.
But I know there's some great ones there.
Yeah.
But like just me personally. I won't like take my time out to go watch that.
But like
I'll still watch like a little bit newer generation, like the 80s, like the 90s.
Yeah, like Scarface.
Though. Exactly. I'll Classic. Watch those movies.
Yeah.
But I feel like the black and white's a little bit farther down for me.
That's too dated for me, yeah.
Yeah.
But like for our parents, they appreciate that way more because they grew up on that.
Word.
So I guess, yeah.
No, but you know what? I sense like our parents, they don't even appreciate the old like that no more. They really love the new.
Yeah, I'm
actually if you take it in.
Starting to think about it like.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. Because that's what I'm saying. Because low-key, our generation's changing. No, our generation is the perfect gap.
It is.
We're Generation Z, right?
No, we're millennials.
No, we're not millennials. Yeah. We're not millennials. We're right after millennials. We're Generation Z.
Really?
Yeah. So I think Gen
90s kids are more millennials.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So Gen Z is that bridge from the old and new.
Yeah, like early Gen Z.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think the generation after us, I forgot what it's called exactly, but the generation after us, they low-key, they might only love the new too.
Yeah, they don't appreciate the old.
Because if you even look at it, like they don't even appreciate old rappers.
Yeah.
Feel me?
Yeah.
Like they grew up on Lil Pump. They grew up on Lil Uzi.
Yeah.
They grew up on, you know?
Like those new SoundCloud rappers.
Yes.
Now,
mumble rap. They're like, nah, I don't want to listen to that Biggie. I don't want to listen to all that.
Like Jay-Z, Nas.
They don't want to listen to that shit, bro.
It's because it's the sound for them. That's what they're growing up on, kind of. So that's the only sound that they know. And then they listen to another sound like Jay-Z, Nas and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just different. It's like, nah.
It's crazy.
Sad. So what you think about like school, like nowadays, especially because COVID and stuff, like online school? Because I said this
yeah.
a couple years ago. I was like, I wouldn't be surprised if school went completely online.
Bro, I've been saying this where school is going to end up being on a VR headset.
VR headset? Is that what you think? It's not going to be face-to-face connections?
Nah.
Really?
I think it's going to be like, they're going to cut down on teachers.
Yeah.
But the only problem with this is there's going to be a learning curve or there's going to be a lot of kids that can't learn like
that. Yeah, and then they fail.
But to make them be able to learn like that is with like a virtual world.
Oh, and then they have VR headset. Yeah. Everything comes in. I don't know. Like, it's kind of sad though. Like, school experience is different too. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how we grew up. Like,
that's fast.
Imagine like 40 years, like our grandkids.
I know.
In a VR school now. Like, what?
Damn, but what if even, yo, I said this before, but this is still crazy to me. Like, what if this life is low-key just like a couple minute freaking lesson, but it feels like a whole lifetime?
For us.
We're in a simulation.
Oh, yeah.
We're in a simulation. This feels like a whole lifetime, but when we get out of the simulation, it was like a 10-minute lesson.
10 minutes. Oh, my
God. On, like, this time period.
Oh, man. Yo. And then COVID was
Yeah, exactly, bro. Like, a whole lesson on, like, this time period with COVID, with, like, freaking all the shit going on in the States.
Yeah.
Like, all the...
Oh, man. And then we die.
Nah, but, like... What, like, we just wake up and it was maybe been like 15 minutes lesson, like, oh, how was your class? But it felt like a fucking lifetime, bro.
Oh my gosh, man. And then we return back. Oh my gosh. Yo, we return back to base.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yo,
like, chill. The Matrix type shit.
Yo.
Like, you wake up in the tube.
Oh my gosh. Damn.
You watch Rick and Morty?
Rick and Morty? Barely.
Nah?
Not really.
Oh, okay. I feel like you'll love that. You'll love that.
I need to get into it still, because I watched like a couple episodes here and there, but like not like, you know, sat down and watched it.
Mm-hmm.
But
like, you'll like that.
Yeah, I seen clips. I seen clips. It looks funny as hell. Just, what do you watch it?
I watch it. I stream it.
Oh, okay.
I use like a site. I'll give you the site.
Okay, bad. Because like it's on Amazon Prime or anything. So I was like,
you got to stream that.
Yeah. Ever heard of the Jordan Theory?
What's the Jordan Theory?
Okay, so when he retired, 1993, right? To go to baseball, right? After the three-peat and everything. You know how his dad died? You watched The Last Dance?
I didn't finish it.
You didn't finish it? Okay, so basically, they kind of went into like, oh, like his retirement and like the baseball side of things.
Yeah. He played for the Barons, right?
Yeah. So basically, voice crack.
Yo. Is that a ticket?
Basically, when he retired, you know how he had a gambling problem?
Yeah.
So basically, he owed this notorious drug dealer in the area.
Wait, Jordan?
Yeah, Jordan. A lot of money. Like, word. He owed him a lot of debt.
Word.
So they went. He went to court and everything too, like, for it.
Oh, word?
Like, yeah, like, he
was this in The Last Dance?
No, not like the court part. The court part wasn't in it.
Word. Okay.
Like, they didn't showcase that part of this, that side of the story.
All right. Yeah.
So he went to court and everything, and so he testified.
Yeah.
And said like, oh, it's just a loan or some. And then basically he didn't pay the drug dealer like the money that he owed. Like, it was like a
fuck mill. And then
that's 1993 happened. Yeah. Won the championship, right? And then his dad got killed. That was basically a message from the mob. So got two teams.
Oh shit. Yeah, so the mob killed his dad.
Yeah, and it
does. Wait, how did his dad die?
It was like he was in a car and like these two teens killed him. So basically they paid those teens to like,
oh,
kind of like, you know, serve that. It was like, it doesn't make sense like how he died. Like, oh, he died in a car, but like he was in the middle of nowhere. Like, he was at a gas station because he was tired.
Nah, that's crazy.
And then that's when he was like, oh, I'm retiring, because like obviously his dad died.
Yeah.
Right? But it was also because David Stern, the commissioner at the time, suspended him. But they didn't want that image to like him
dealing with
like a drug dealer.
Yeah.
They didn't want that image to ruin the NBA, because it was already ruined before, right?
Yeah.
And like, it's only because of Magic and Larry that it kind of, you know, got up.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's basically a theory of Jordan. Like, he was actually serving a sentence, like his suspension, for those like couple years. It was like a year and a half.
Yeah, because yo, it doesn't make sense you would want to retire
exactly.
Like that.
Exactly. Like, you're in your prime of your career. Why are you trying to retire? You just got off a three-peat.
No, that's crazy.
Like, I understand. That's actually crazy. I understand that your father died, but like, it has to go deeper than that, bro. There's no way to be mid at baseball too.
Damn.
It makes sense.
That's crazy.
That's why LeBron's my goal. Bro, I'm telling you.
Yo, that's actually mind-blowing stuff.
It is. Because, bro, there's no way. You're in your prime. Why are you leaving? And then I guess he served that sentence.
Yeah, he served the sentence. And then
it was just a whole thing.
And then he was allowed to... Yeah.
I'm back. And I'm like...
Damn, I never heard that theory before.
Exactly, bro. It makes sense. Because, bro, like, no way your dad's just dying like that in the middle of nowhere. Because, like, it was a story, like, he was driving.
Yeah.
Like, to a far-ass town.
Yeah.
And then he was tired. And then he just pulled up into a gas station or somewhere.
Yeah.
And just, you know, slept in his car. And then that's how he got killed.
Fuck.
How do they know that he's in that car?
Yeah, how did they know place? He was exactly. there? Yeah.
The mob definitely followed him.
That's insane, bro.
Crazy still.
Wait, how'd you hear about this?
It was like Last Dance, and like, it was like obviously some research. But like, I kind of like, after watching The Last Dance and like, you know, kind of reading about like him going to baseball, it's kind of got me thinking, like, why would you leave in your primary career like that? Right? To hurt your legacy. But like, it didn't really hurt his legacy.
Damn. Because
his image is still intact.
Damn, bro. But Michael Jordan's still the GOAT.
LeBron.
Straight up.
LeBron James.
Fam, Michael Jordan is the GOAT, hands down, bro.
Okay. If you're using the rings argument, it's invalid to me.
And how is the rings invalid? He's six. Because
Bill
six.
Russell would be the GOAT.
Bill Russell's not the GOAT because he didn't have the impact that Michael Jordan had.
LeBron has the same impact.
No, he doesn't.
Now, listen, all right? LeBron James, yeah. We're only seeing the generation that watched him, we're only seeing them now come into the league. Like the Lonzos, the Zions. We're only seeing them come into the league.
So that's like the LeBron.
Yeah, like Luka Doncic especially.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like LeBron's thing now. So we're only going to see the impact LeBron had.
Fam, the reason I can't call LeBron the GOAT is because he missed. Feel me? He lost five times in the finals.
Okay, people lose though. That's the thing.
Mayweather wouldn't be the GOAT if he lost five times.
Okay, Mayweather is considered a GOAT.
If Mayweather lost five times, would he still be the GOAT?
It depends.
No, he wouldn't.
GSP lost. He's the GOAT of MMA, essentially.
That's debatable.
That's debatable. Him, John Jones, but
it's debatable.
Still, I don't know. You can't hurt a man for his losses.
Fam,
it's
how they come up. You can when there's a man that didn't lose. You feel me? You can when there's a man that didn't lose.
That's true.
There's a man that didn't lose 6-for-6 in the finals, fam.
That
amazing career has a crazy fucking like this already is a whole movement in and of itself.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he changed culture. Culture was changed, bro. Culture was changed. No, I should be holding these, actually. Culture was changed, man.
Because I don't know. It's like, LeBron's don't hit like that, like Jordan's, obviously.
Yeah.
But like,
again, you know why they don't hit like that?
We have to give it time.
Bro, you know why they don't hit it like that? Because Jordan is the OG. That's like, okay, Jordan's the GOAT.
He's the OG.
But he's the GOAT.
He's.
Hey, people put on these shoes and we're like, I'm gonna play like Mike. They don't say that with LeBron's fam.
Fam, Matt, that's what I'm saying. People like Luka Doncic, Lonzo Ball, like they're just coming up into the league. So we're not gonna see that for another like 10 years where the league.
Okay, don't get me wrong. LeBron is a GOAT, but he's not the GOAT.
He's my GOAT.
Okay, he's your GOAT.
LeBron's my GOAT.
But Michael Jordan is the GOAT. Feel me?
I mean,
like, if you're going to bring up the NBA, you're talking about Michael Jordan first.
Yeah. That's
period.
True. No, but man.
Period. You're going to say Michael Jordan first. Period.
LeBron's the better player. Like, you talk about basketball. Strict.
LeBron's a better player.
LeBron's a better player. Let's be honest here. LeBron's a better player.
Okay. If you're saying athleticism, everything. Then LeBron's I agree. Then I agree. LeBron, athleticism. But if you're talking about mentality, how he played, the finesse, Michael Jordan.
There's different sides to the story, though.
Yeah, exactly. There's different sides of the story.
So that's what
that's why I consider Kobe a GOAT because of his mindset, his play style.
Yeah. R.I.P.
Just yeah, R.I.P. Kobe.
Yeah, 1 year. Where were you when you heard the news?
Oh, I talked about this on the live. I was actually at work. I was lifeguarding. Yeah, and then the radio was on, and that's when I heard the news.
Damn, bro. Because I remember I woke up and then I went on Instagram, obviously.
Yeah.
It was a minute. Mm-hmm. Like, I seen TMZ report it. I was like, whoa. Damn. That day hurt still.
Yo, where were you when X died?
X? Oh, I was at my soccer game.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, X died, yo. And then Mans came. Damn. Mans, like, on the team came and they were like, jeez, because I wasn't really a big X fan like that.
Yeah.
But, like, I appreciated his music.
Yeah.
But, like Mans on the team, like, really, like, dug into X, right?
Yeah, for me, like, X, that one hit hard.
That one,
bro,
hit hard.
Because I literally used to listen during that time period. I was in my sad boy thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I would listen to X like every night type shit.
Yeah. So it hit different for Mans and you. Yeah.
It hit different, bro.
Is that theory that Drake killed X?
Yeah, that theory.
Yeah, it's like, what was it? I'm
upset. It's triple X. Only time I ever shoot below the neck.
Oh my God. Dude, that made him so sus there.
And then remember X said, XXXTentacion literally said, if anybody kills me, it was Drake.
It was Drake. Oh, that's my God. Yeah, that's what he said.
So what do you think,
man? Send his OVO goons to kill X?
What do you think? Like,
I don't know. Yo.
Because there's even some bars. Oh, yo. You know in Sicko Mode, the music video?
Yeah.
Do you know the theory with X?
Nah, I haven't heard about the X theory.
Okay. So in the Sicko Mode music video, right?
Yeah.
There was a scene where Drake's falling out of the sky a meteor.
Yeah.
And he's falling out of the sky. Yeah. And then this meteor crashes down on a person that looks exactly like X. Like dreads.
Oh, like the
jean jacket, everything.
What?
Like they made him look like X on purpose.
Oh, like the silhouette of X.
No, like a person that looked just like X.
They showed the face?
No, not. It was like, the back. But look. It was a meteor. Drake is crashing, and then the meteor lands on one person. Boom.
And then it's the one and that
it's
looks
a,
like
it's
X.
It's a person that looks like X. Tell me why. Why would they add that in the music video?
Yo.
Why would they add that in the music video?
Because if you think about it, X would have been kind of like the next biggest thing.
Yeah, he would have been the next biggest thing. Bro, but look, keep in mind. Yeah, this is when X was like blowing up from the second album, right? And then Drake was beefing with X.
Yeah, over a thing, the song.
Yeah, over the song when he copied his flow off Look At Me.
Yeah.
With KMT. So Drake copied his flow and then they were beefing and then X said all this shit about his mom.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
And then that's when X is like, if anyone tries to kill me, it was Drake.
Oh my god.
Now they added this shit in the music video. They definitely filmed it before X's death, you know what I mean? Because it came out like during X's death type of thing.
Yeah.
Like in June, I think, right? Around that time. Around that time, the summer. But they would have filmed that before he died. So that's why it came through. It was still in the music video.
Yeah.
But there's literally a clear image of someone that looks like X.
Just like X.
And then gets crushed by a meteor. That was Drake.
So it was planned. Everything was planned.
It was planned, fam.
And then that's how the rollout, the I'm Upset thing happened.
Yeah, oh exactly. That's how the rollout came.
Yo. And then the Pusha T beef was to hide that.
Yo.
I was waiting for that one.
The Pusha T
Drake beef was all a hoax.
Nah, that's crazy.
Yo, what if it was and Kanye was in on it?
That's crazy. Nah, I think they were definitely beefing in real life though. I don't think like, bro, but the Drake and X beef, like
that was like, no, I saw,
because we forgot all about that, you know what I mean? We forgot all about that shit.
Cause like I looked at the X beef and I was like, oh, another little rapper trying to mess with Drake.
And yo, I was like, oh, yo, When Drake was on Sicko Mode, he was dissing everybody. He was dissing Kanye.
He was going at everyone. Still.
He was going at everybody.
Everybody.
So it would make sense. Might as well throw X in there. He was beefing with him at the time too.
I don't care if you're dead. No, I'll beef with you still. Wasn't it?
No, but he would have made it before he died though.
Oh yeah.
So it would have been valid to beef with him.
Mm.
Bro.
Oh man.
Because no doubt that was a shot at X. No doubt that like the meteor hitting him.
Yeah, the message on the music video.
Yeah, that was a shot at X. Even like X's team like called it out. Like that's some.
Oh, they called it out.
Yeah, they called it out.
I didn't see that.
I think his boy Tank. He was like, "No, that's like you shouldn't be doing that shit."
Damn, bro.
Because I mean, Drake literally has the power to do that shit. You know what I mean?
Damn, bro. He has all the money in the world. It's GTA life. So like, think about getting the new console.
The new
PS5, Xbox.
I don't even play games like that no more, bro.
Yeah, bro. Games don't hit different. But like, I might get PS5 just to play GTA still.
Oh, fuck. Low key. I need to play GTA. Like the new GTA.
Yeah, I need to.
Damn, I'm gonna have to save money then.
Yeah. I was thinking I have to get a 4K TV.
Or don't you have a PC though?
Nah, just a laptop still.
Oh. Why don't you get a PC?
I don't know. It's just like
you're not into PC gaming?
Nah, not like that, to be honest.
I feel like it suits you though. It suits you.
Yeah. Like I don't know. It's like it'll run better with games, if that makes sense.
Oh, like Xbox? I mean a PS5?
Yeah, then a PS5. Like, you can customize it and everything. That's what PC is better nowadays, like, for a lot of people.
True.
Because, like, right now, I don't really...
Bro, I say get a PC.
I know.
Low key.
But the thing is, like, I don't know. It's just, like, right now, I just need a laptop.
Yeah.
There's a couple games that I can run on my laptop.
Word. A
couple games, but, again, like, those heavy games. Like
yeah, I need to get a gaming laptop.
Yeah, gaming laptops.
For editing and shit.
Yeah. Those are nice. But, like, I don't know. Maybe a PS5. I don't know. It's a different like feeling with the controller.
Yeah.
It's like 2K and stuff like that.
Yo, I talked about this with Gavin, but like if you would go into any video game in real life, what world would you go into?
What world would I go into? Damn. Probably be one of those like free roam games like GTA.
Like GTA?
Yeah.
That's what Gavin said, but GTA is so like...
It's kind of a basic answer.
It's just real life.
Yeah, real life. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just real life.
Once I hit LA, I'm going to my crib. GTA. Oh, this one. Yeah.
This one's San Andreas.
Yeah. Bro, like, fam. Oh, what game would I go into?
I said...
What you said?
I said Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, Mortal Kombat. Nah, like, but Mortal Kombat, but I get powers too.
Oh, you have your own thing?
Yeah, I have powers and shit. Like, I can, like, do flames or whatever, or fly.
Who you beefing with in Mortal Kombat?
I'll beef with someone like mad regular. Oh,
so you look sick.
Yeah, I'm not beefing with Scorpion. I'm not beefing with nice. Like Sub-Zero.
Oh man,
I'll beef with the fucking like Liu Kang because he can fight. Oh, but he has flames though.
What's your special move gonna be?
I don't know.
That's tough.
I don't know.
That's tough.
Maybe like electricity and shit, like Raiden.
Oh yeah. How does it go again? It's like
he goes.
Oh man, what world would I be in though? What games are there?
Because you can even do, like, if you're a big Star Wars fan, you can say Star Wars.
Yeah.
If you're like a Pokemon fan, I would say Pokemon too. World? I would say Pokemon
too. Yeah, probably 2K.
2K? That's the lamest answer, fam.
Imagine 2K. No, I can't think of anything.
Nah?
What games are there? I can't think of any.
There's a lot.
Oh, Uncharted.
Uncharted would be crazy. Would be Uncharted, or even like Tomb Raider. That'd be crazy.
No, Uncharted. I think Uncharted for me still. Because that's one of the games I loved growing up.
Mm-hmm.
That was like one of the only games that I was allowed to play. Play one, so Uncharted was like teen rated.
Mm-hmm.
So I could play Uncharted.
Fam, I really want to go on an adventure like that, bro.
Oh, like to the Middle East or something.
Yeah, or like a mission. You know what I mean?
No, just find a purpose.
Yeah.
That'd be sick. But then that's your peak. Low-key.
What do you mean?
That's like reaching your peak.
No, but then you can go on other adventures.
Oh, like it's like a side mission kind of?
Yeah. Low-key, nice. I always wanted to go on f***ing like a mystery adventure. A quest.
Oh, quest. That's it.
I know how like nerdy that shit sounds, but imagine like, let's say you're a Tomb Raider situation where you have to go and get this special relic or some shit.
Yeah.
And you got to fight off like freaking...
Bear Mans.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then the other adventurers trying to find it too. You like,
and then you know, go fight like, with them. Go to like Egypt and stuff.
Yeah.
That'd be sick, yo.
And you uncover like mysteries and stuff.
I think there's like, there has to be like those type of things.
In real life?
In real life, like programs.
Damn, that'd be insane. Like, imagine if some shit like that happened in real life.
Yo, like you have to save the world or something.
Damn, yo, you know what? I never thought about that.
Because there should be.
I never really thought about like, if the world has ever been at the sake of somebody's hands and somebody tried to stop the world. There's probably some heroes we don't know about.
Oh, like Captain America.
No, not like, even Captain. I mean like.
Like in our world?
Let's say there was a terrorist organization that was gonna like kill everybody. What if they stopped some shit behind the scenes, but we never knew about it?
Oh, it just kept it quiet.
Yeah.
Oh, and kept the citizens safe.
Yeah, like spies and shit.
Yeah. Yo.
Like what if the world wars almost happened like multiple times, but it's been stopped?
Cause World War III.
Yeah.
That was stopped.
Yeah.
How though? We didn't hear about it ever since.
Bro.
Yo.
Because there's 100% some unknown hero, even military, even like, let's say the Navy SEALs, we don't really hear about them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, not really.
Because they're classified. It's classified.
Just, it's just we fund them. That's it. That's all we know.
It's classified information. Like, we won't know about these details of the operations they've done. But shit, that shit happened, you know what I mean?
That's crazy, yo. Damn.
You ever really take that in? I never really took that. I just bagged that till now, too.
Right now. Damn, bro.
And then what if?
Yo, what if
there's like a freaking let's say an alien threat that happened, and then that shit all got like,
that's the biggest thing.
Like some shit like that happened, and somebody saved the world and stopped that shit from happening, but we didn't know about it
because it was right before.
Like we would like, we're oblivious. Feel me?
Yeah. Damn. You think there's life on like other than Earth?
100%.
100%.
100%.
You think there's like another galaxy?
Yeah, like, bro. There's literally. Our galaxy is an infinite number of galaxies.
Yeah.
I don't think people understand, like, there's infinite situations of this. Like, this could happen on somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like, exactly this moment.
Damn. Oh, like, it's just different simulations of different...
Not even simulations, but universes, bro.
Yeah.
Because a universe is crazy. Like,
it's actually, you know, crazy. I mean? It's actually crazy.
Because a universe is literally... It's not just a world. It's a collection of worlds.
Yeah. Damn.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you have a galaxy, and then galaxies are part of other galaxies. Galaxies are part of other bigger galaxies.
And then bigger galaxies.
And bigger, it's infinite, fam. It's infinite. Damn.
That's what I've always wondered that. Like, what if there's like a next galaxy, yo? Like, different.
100%, bro. 100%.
Because why would God only make Earth?
Yo, do you ever hear about that theory where aliens might just be watching us as an experiment?
Oh, like.
Like, life on Earth may have just been an experiment, and they're just studying us.
And then they just shut it down one day?
No, not shutting it down, but they're just studying us, like, how we live.
Damn.
Just like how we put monkeys in a zoo, and we watch them and study them.
Oh, so it's an infinite But aliens are at the top?
Yeah.
Yo. Yo. Oh my gosh.
Like they're watching us.
Yo. What?
And then the few times where there's been like sightings and shit, were those few times they almost got caught.
Oh, and then they got fired.
Yeah, but bro, if you really think about it, because I never really said this, but when you watch those National Geographic movies, right?
Yeah.
With they're studying the animals, they never go straight up to the animals, feel me? They watch it from far behind. Yeah. So the aliens are doing the same shit too. If they're going to study us, they don't want to be seen. They're not going to let us know we're watching them. Same with the animals, fam. The animals are living their regular life. They're hunting these other animals. They're in the wildlife, chilling. They don't know we exist.
They just do what they do.
Yeah, they do their thing.
We're studying them.
Yeah, and then what if it's like that, but aliens are doing that to us?
Yo.
Where we're just doing our thing, but low-key, they're up there watching us.
And they're like, yo, they started a podcast, yo.
Yeah.
Damn, bro.
And then they're looking down like, yo, this kid knows something, stop. yo, we got one.
Yeah, agent. Hey, yo, shut it down right now. Oh, man. You think someone from the government's always watching us?
I think so. They're always listening.